Echo Civil Jura to all units.
2-11, Bungle Doggany.
Still southbound, 24 kilometres an hour.
It is that time on a Tuesday morning. A very good morning to not only Toby, but also Michelle from the Woolsey Police Station. How are you both?
Very well, thank you.
Go on, Toby.
Good morning.
Toby, I'm going to talk to you first. A little bit of a busy time over the weekends when it comes to traffic here in Mildura.
Yeah, absolutely. So police have definitely added numbers over the weekend. Over that course of time, issuing 16 infringement notices in relation to unregistered motor vehicles, speeding, unlicensed driving, and fail to stop at a stop sign. Police also issued 4 defect notices for unroadworthy motor vehicles.
4?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You weren't out on the road?
I was Saturday night, actually. I was working till 3 a.m, but I don't think I did any of them.
Okay, right. Okay, so you were down the CBD. Fair cool. And look, also, speaking of Saturday night, I wanted to ask about this gentleman who was picked up drug driving.
Yeah, so there was one on Saturday night, but along with 2 others on Friday night as well. So 3 in total over the weekend who underwent roadside drug tests, which returned alleged positive results. So they were all issued a $545 penalty notice and a loss of license for 6 months. So it's just, we just need to remind everyone that police are out, and it's just crazy to be driving while you're under the influence.
And you have to be out. Yeah. Well, we wish that you weren't out. Wish you didn't need to be
Absolutely.
Out. But unfortunately, I'm a little bit concerned about the L-plater as well. The 27-year-old male.
Yeah, 27-year-old male was intercepted in our Iraq area. So checks revealed the driver to be an unaccompanied learner driver, and he was also failing to display the L-plate. So he was issued a penalty notice for $1,091 and lost 4 demerit points.
Unbelievable. Just quickly, some arrests over the weekend.
Yeah, in early hours of Saturday morning, police have located a 27-year-old female in the CBD area who was also in possession of a drug of dependence. So she was arrested and charged and bailed to attend the Mildura Magistrate Court at a later date.
Also, a 40-year-old male on Sunday morning.
Yeah, early Sunday morning. He was located with an outstanding warrant. So he was also arrested and conveyed to the Mildura Police Station. He was bailed to also attend Mildura Magistrates Court at a later date.
Now, I've got to be honest with you, Toby. You've been here once or twice with me. It's 3 or 4 times. Every single time we talk about the fact that people have to lock up, and they don't.
Yeah, we're just really trying to send the message out, but unfortunately people aren't taking it on board. But yeah, locking up your cars, homes as well, because there's been a huge spate of theft from motor vehicles and burglaries from homes as well.
Unbelievable. Look, I'm just going to leave you there for a minute, Toby, to catch your breath. Michelle, I'm home. Just sneak in and grab the microphone off Toby. That's it. He's done his job for the day as far as I'm concerned. Well, for this morning at least. Look, you've got a little bit of information. Actually asking for, was it a bit of feedback from the community?
No, I'm actually taking the opportunity to thank the community for their recent input into our community
yes.
safety survey.
Good.
And as I promised, I'm here to give some of the information that we received. It helped us to have a look at our police service delivery and to understand what the community wants. So the 3 top concerns were safety of the own person and also their property, also drugs and alcohol and mental health issues in the community. And as people can understand, not all sit with Victoria Police.
Of course.
So I can give the community some comfort in we work very, very extensively with other agencies to address some of those issues that the community are concerned about. And we'll continue to do so.
I've got to be honest, every week we are talking about almost all of those points. Every week.
Yes, so, and there is work being done with other agencies behind the scenes to address some of those concerns, particularly around the drugs and alcohol and the mental health issues.
So that continues forward?
It continues forward. The number of agencies that I meet with and all of the fantastic commitment to ensuring that some of these issues are addressed and community safety is increased. What I've found since being here in Mildura is that is the commitment with all agencies. We all work very, very well together to achieve a common purpose.
It is a nice tight-knit community when it comes to those sorts of things here, isn't it?
It is very tight-knit.
A little bit of an eye-opener if you come from Melbourne.
Which is basically where I came from. So, yeah, it's been an eye-opener. So in response to some of the concerns raised by the community, we also put out that we'll be listening. And so what we're going to be doing in response to that is there'll be increased foot patrols through some of our high density areas and across all hours, excluding probably the night shift, because I'd say there's not going to be a lot open on night shift. But certainly whilst our licensed venues are open, there'll be increased police visibility, also marked cars, unmarked cars, police in plain clothes. So not necessarily will people know where the police are. And also we're increasing camera cars.
Beautiful.
For those of us who perhaps need to have a look at our speedos more regularly.
Yes, well, if you drive what I drive, you don't have to worry about that part.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, and this is a bit out of left field, is this something that we have to worry about budget, or is this just a change in duty slightly?
It's a change in how we do business.
Yeah, okay.
And there's always opportunities to have a look at how we do business and in some instances do our business smarter.